Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now global series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited, as you can tell. The energy is already flowing, and my heart is already opening up and expanding, so this is absolutely beautiful. Today, we have on the show a new speaker to Awaken to Happiness Now. Christine Day is here with us today, and she's going to be talking to us about the Pleiadian Promise. And you know, the Pleiadians are a powerful source, resource for all of us. Their energies are powerful, their wisdom, their teachings. I work with them, but obviously Christine works a lot more. She's an ambassador, right, for the Pleiadians. So she works, you know, strongly, deeply, like really powerfully with them, has a much stronger connection. So I'll let Christine share her story in a moment. But today, you know, we're talking about the Pleiadian Promise, and the Pleiadians have been working with us for many years. So today we're going to learn a little bit more about who they are, how they work through Christine to bring their message and awakening initiation to humanity, to all of us, and experience a new perspective on what is taking place on the planet now and discover how to consciously navigate through yourself during this time, through what the Pleiadians call the new dawning. And they say that we are the new dawning. So we're going to talk to Christine about that. We're going to have a direct experience of the Pleiadian energies as Christine transmits their message and latest information through dialogue. And, you know, we'll see about a process if we can fit one in, right? And we're going to come to understand what is the Pleiadian Promise and what role the Pleiadians are playing with us as humans and with our Earth planet during this transitional time. So, you know, we've all heard this before, that our planet is going through a transition and we are all going through a transition. And, you know, I found last year was really big. This year, again, is another big year of transition and change and transformation. So for those of you who may not know Christine, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Christine Day's powerful and heartbreaking personal story has inspired audiences throughout the world. She was born and raised in Australia, and Christine experienced a traumatic childhood involving cult ritual abuse. And in 1986, following a diagnosis of advanced systemic lupus and having been told she had just 2 months left to live, Christine experienced a profound spiritual awakening with the Pleiadians, which enabled her to move into a place of self-healing. She has now been symptom-free for the last 26 years. And over the past 2.5 decades, Christine has become internationally renowned as the Pleiadian Ambassador, as a gifted spiritual teacher, healer, and channel. In Christine's 3 books, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, Pleiadian Principles for Living, and the Pleiadian Promise, brings this work to a worldwide audience. And Christine and the Pleiadians regularly present 3-day Pleiadian seminars in different areas of the world. And she has a twice-monthly internet radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And her popular Pleiadian broadcasts are aired at regular intervals and available free on her website. You can also find them on YouTube. That's how I found Christine originally, was through YouTube. And she writes a monthly column for Edge Magazine. So you can visit her website and see more of her transmissions, her blogs, her audios, and the wonderful array of courses and training materials she has there. So I'm so excited to talk to Christine, to hear what message the Pleiadians have for us today, and just, you know, be able to experience the energies that Christine and the Pleiadians are going to be transmitting and are already transmitting during this call. So please, I invite you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, and open up your energy fields to receive the energies, like I said, that are already flowing, the empowering energies that are already flowing. And join me, please, in welcoming Christine to the show. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Alara. It's so good to be here. Actually, I'm feeling very emotional right now with the beautiful love that the Pleiadians are bringing through right now. And I guess that's going out to everybody on this call.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And we are receiving that and sending it back as well to all of everybody listening now and everybody who will listen in the future and just everybody in humanity and beyond who requires unconditional love and blessings right now.
Of course. And we are all needing that support, that's for sure, right now.
Absolutely, we are. And that's the thing, you know, sometimes we don't even recognize that we need support, right? And so the Pleiadians, you know, have been a huge support system for myself, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But Christine, you know, can you talk a little bit more about your personal story, how you got connected to the Pleiadians and how they work so powerfully with you and so, what's the word I'm trying to say? Like, they've integrated, right, with you, with your energy, so that you can transmit these frequencies and teachings for all of humanity. So why did they choose you?
Well, it wasn't so much that they chose me, but I chose to have a pre-agreement with them as part of my mission here on this earth plane. And I didn't know. I didn't even believe in aliens or spaceships, actually. And I was walking out in nature and turned a corner, and there was this incredible Pleiadian ship, and the Pleiadians walking out of the ship towards me. Now, and they immediately, telepathically, came into a communion with me, mm-hmm. and reminded me of my pre-agreement with them. I remembered my Pleiadian family, my pre-agreements I had made to be here on this earth plane before, in this incarnation. And I actually came into a full remembering of my own Pleiadian aspect. So it was a very profound and intense experience. And if they hadn't grabbed me telepathically, I probably would have run, mm-hmm. because that human part of me was, you know, like in shock, and it wasn't something that I even believed in. And here was this experience that was life-changing. And I found myself being held by my Pleiadian family and coming into this incredible memory and love. And it actually was a very, very intense experience and very, very deeply troubling experience for a part of me, the human part. Because I don't even remember getting home that day, but I found myself in bed with this light pouring into me and my Pleiadian family still around me, connecting to me telepathically in this communion space. And I was there for 2 months. For 2 months, I couldn't get out of bed.
Wow.
And the human aspect of me was just, you know, I had had an awakening some years before. I didn't recognize it as the Pleiadians. I just recognized it as this pure force of love that I had never experienced in my life before. And I had my healing. And I just said it was the love of God. Mm-hmm. And that love, that light, that never left me. It was inside of me, and I went through my healing process. And it was that 6 years later that I actually turned that corner in nature and found that Pleiadian ship and met the Pleiadians and realized that love that I had been calling God and I'd been working with was the Pleiadians. I couldn't have taken that process in at first when I was so vulnerable and way back when I had the lupus. But 6 years down the road, I was able to digest the experience, but I wasn't happy about it. I just wanted to be with God. I mm-hmm. didn't want to be with these aliens, with these Pleiadians. And so there was this really deep, I don't know, a feeling of confusion, and I just did not want to be part of this journey that I had said yes to. And then just a few days before the end of those 2 months, two angels came to me, and they said, "You are part of the God consciousness, and the Pleiadians are part of that God consciousness, mm-hmm. that we are all part of that collective one. And there is no separation." And I could feel the truth of that. And it was in that moment that I started to accept my mission, accept my Pleiadian aspect. Mm-hmm. And I have a very strong Pleiadian aspect. And in that 2 months, it fully integrated through the cells of my body. So that when I got out of bed, my life changed. And that's when I started being invited all over the world. And I was carrying this frequency of light and this very deep communion experience, telepathic communion with the Pleiadians that has never left me. It's been intact now for nearly 26 years. Mm-hmm. And so I have that where I bring in the clarity, the knowledge, the understanding I've evolved tremendously, but I still have my human aspect, which is absolutely vulnerable and perfectly imperfect in my human form, and I live that out. But I have gone through a very deep enlightenment process and continue to unfold with the Pleiadians.
And that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And, you know, your emotions during that, it really shows me especially how deeply you feel the love and support from them, you know, how deeply you feel and respect and receive their love. Because sometimes, you know, when I'm deep into connecting with source, the spirit, with the energies, I also become so overwhelmed with feeling, and it's a feeling of grace, and it just brings you to tears. And it's not even something that you can really describe, you know, in words, really, right? It's like it's so limited.
A pure loving force of truth, mm-hmm. that moves through your heart and expresses through the heart. So, of course, there's always that deep feeling, deep emotion.
Yeah, and thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. I just wanted to add really quickly, you know, I first heard about the Pleiadians, I think, I'll say 15 years now, because I think I have no sense of time anymore, but 15 years ago, I had a session with a psychic who's a really good friend now, but at the time, and she said, oh, I see two Pleiadians. They're just there, they're just watching you. And it's like, oh, okay. But I had, you know, I thought before that I had never heard of Pleiadians. I never heard of star systems or star seeds, or I didn't know. I mean, I'm Indian. I'm from India. All I knew was about was gods and goddesses. I didn't even know about angels at that time. But you know, when I look at my life and my healing and everything that I do, it's all, you know, it's so multidimensional, and I work with the Pleiadians and so many different star beings, and gods and goddesses. And in the end, they're all a part of me. And as you said, the Pleiadians are an aspect of you, or you have a Pleiadian aspect, but we are all parts of the God consciousness. So we are one with God and creation, all of creation, including the Pleiadians, including the Syrians, all of that. And so, if we want to connect with the Pleiadians, it's as simple as having the intention, right, to call on them. And
you need
work with
them, right? You need to call them. Yes, you need to call them forward, because they can't come forward without your permission, and they're very readily available to support anyone who is willing and ready to engage with them. And understand, the Pleiadians are working as part of a universal community within our resident universe. And they're part of one of the very many life force groups in the universe that are supporting us on Earth in this transition of this time. And I might add, Alara, it's an important point. Yes, you know, all of those life force groups are part of the God consciousness, but mm-hmm. so is every human being on this planet.
Right.
And the Pleiadians' message is that we need to, first of all, come into a place of self-acceptance with ourselves, of our human idiosyncrasies, our human imperfection, to really love, have compassionate love for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But then we can expand that and extend that out to humanity, to each individual. Every human being that's on this planet carries that God consciousness aspect.
Yeah.
And that needs, we need to open our awareness, you know, first into ourselves and come home to ourselves. There's that saying we were talking about, Alara, you are who you've been waiting for. That's mm-hmm. what the Pleiadians are constantly bringing into the teachings. Because we need to turn back towards ourselves, towards our own hearts, for that enlightenment process.
Absolutely. And all that wisdom that we're searching for outside is all within us, right? We can connect to it. We can activate it. And it's in our cells and our DNA, but sometimes it's dormant, right? So
right now.
Yeah.
Right now, with the dimensional shifts on the planet, mm-hmm. the veils are lifting. And the Pleiadians are saying that, you know, it's like, you know how you awaken from a dream and you go, oh, it's just dreaming.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's just a dream. Well, they're saying that this is the dream. and the veils are lifting on the planet, and we are already multidimensional beings. We're already sacred, but where that sacred part of us is just on the other side of the veil. And the Pleiadians say the veil is going to lift and we're going to like awaken from the dream and just simply remember and reconnect and reunite with the sacred that we are. Mm-hmm. We are already complete. So it's a very simple process. It's nothing, there's nothing complicated about this.
Oh, that makes me laugh a little bit because it's like, you know, as soon as you said it's a really simple process, there's nothing complicated, all I can think about was, okay, what about all those fears and beliefs and all these programs, you know, that we're still, playing out in our lives.
This is our third dimensional illusion that we've been playing out for lifetimes.
Yeah.
But now the energies are shifting. That veil is loosening. All the illusion is starting to crack open, is starting to shed off us.
Mm-hmm.
So that the ego mind in our brain is the one that's holding the illusion tight. And there is now a new opening, a new access into the heart. And it's through the heart that we reconnect to the multidimensionality of our sacredness, to the clarity where we move beyond the illusion and come back to the truth and the understanding of who we are. Now, that veil's very thin right now, and it's getting less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have an opportunity now to access that which we are, the sacred that we are, through a very simple process. And that's what the Pleiadians are offering to everybody, is the clarity, the understanding, breaking down the illusions, bringing forward the truth. And from the book, their role, their promise is to reveal what has been hidden from view from us until now. We are now ready to have that curtain lift off the stage for us to be able to once more reconnect and reunite with ourselves. That illusion then cannot stay in place. That struggle, the suffering, the tiredness. And the Pleiadians say, you know what, we've had our human experience. There's been no wrong decisions. We can't have shame or guilt because what we've done is made a series of decisions in order to have experience.
Right.
And we've had a lot of those experiences. We don't need them anymore. So there's a general shedding coming off us of some of the density, the old belief systems. It's just been lifted off at this time to lighten us and move, and making a conscious choice to move beyond the suffering, which is the illusion. That's the misunderstanding and misperceptions of the ego mind. So that is all being lifted. Mm-hmm. And what I love about the book, The Pleiadian Promise, is it moves you. There are 13 audio files, so you can listen to the journeys and go through a very deep internal birthing process of you birthing you back to that sacredness, that sacred reconnection of the heart.
Beautiful. And that's what it's all about. It's about reconnecting into that sacredness of the heart, getting out of the head as much as we're in, and out of fear, and back into the heart and into the love that we truly are, isn't it?
It is. And the fear is one of the greatest illusions here on the earth plane. And the Pleiadians are saying that, you know, the fear is that misperception of the ego mind. But what you find, or what I came to many years ago, was I got that whenever I was afraid, something amazing was in front of me.
Hmm.
The ego mind doesn't understand anything beyond the illusion. So what it does is when you choose to go with your intuition and follow your heart, you get this fear, this building of fear coming up through you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I programmed myself to do was to not listen to the fear. The more the fear, the more excited I became. I became much more excited. And I chose to go through the fear and do it anyway. And what I found was the fear just dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
It had no content to it. And that's kind of part of the process that the Pleiadians are willing to move us through, if you call them forward and allow yourself to move into a new space with them and with your own heart, of course.
Absolutely. And so you talk about the new dawning, or the Pleiadians talk about the new dawning. What does that mean? And what do you mean when you say that we are the new dawning?
Okay, so this new dawning is the age where we start, the illusion starts to break down here on the planet. It starts to get, and the dimensional energy starts to open, so that we're moving from a third dimensional planet to a fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional planet, where we start to re-engage consciously with the sacred multidimensional aspect of ourselves. And we carry that frequency within us. It's our action of coming back home to our heart that we become the new dawning. It's what the whole universe is waiting for us to do, is to come back to ourselves so that we can play our full role in the community of the universe, because each one of us plays a very unique role within the universe as a whole. And when we come back to ourselves, we reconnect to that communion, that God consciousness communion with the entire universe. It's like a jigsaw piece, puzzle piece, fitting into the picture. We complete the picture with our own unique divine aspect. And each one of us carries it. We're not like anyone else in the universe. So as we come back to the whole, we rejoin that communion, that sacred communion that exists within the universe, and everyone becomes more defined because of that. We become more defined in our uniqueness. We don't get lost in what the Pleiadians refer to the ocean of light. They say we are one drop of water in a huge ocean of light when we go back into the universe. And I, when I was asked to do that, I thought, am I going to lose myself? Am I going to just get lost in that? But what I found when I chose to step into that experience, I became much more defined in my divine content, in my own uniqueness, in my own essence. And I was really held up and came into a whole new level of that part of myself. And so that's where the universe, the rest of the universal groups, life force groups, are supporting us now in this transition. That's why we are part, we are the new dawning. We play an incredibly master role in this new dawning process.
Absolutely. So we are, as humans and as beings of light and beings of love that we already are, play an important role for everyone. So as we, you know, start to connect in more with our heart, more with our path, and more with our purpose, and bring more light into our being, we're helping everyone, not just us, right?
Absolutely. It's the divine economy. It's that divine economy where when we source and choose to turn back towards ourselves and connect through our heart to our home space and move back into remembering, then we claim our place, reclaim our place, and the universe, the entire universe, moves to another level of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have so many of the universal life force groups acting as a team to support us here on planet Earth in our evolution.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you. So, Christine, do you want to take some live caller questions, or do you want to do a process so that we can experience the energies?
I think it would be good to do questions first, because once the energy goes out there, it's everybody goes into a space. And then... So, you know, the questions then we'll break that down. So why don't we go to questions, and then we can go to a process.
Perfect. Sounds good. Okay. Ooh. So I'm not sure what type of questions you want, so we'll...
I don't care. I am an open book. I'm happy to share with anybody. The questions are really important for everybody. So if you have a question... It's really supportive for the information to go out and for another level of understanding to be experienced by everyone here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of the questions that we get on the show are around purpose, you know, and life path. So what do the Pleiadians, what do they say about, you know, life purpose and how we can find out what our life purpose is, what our mission is, what, you know, what we're supposed to be doing here in this lifetime?
Okay, so the main way of reconnecting to your life purpose is being committed to aligning through the heart cells. Mm-hmm. The heart cells carry or create, take you like on a pathway or a road back to that reconnection to that time before you came onto this earth plane and you created the mission that you, for yourself in this lifetime. You created your own blueprint before you came onto the planet. So you reconnect to that blueprint as you reconnect to your heart space. Mm. And it takes, it's not a hard process. It's actually so simple. It's just about bringing your physical hands to your chest, bringing your awareness to where you feel that physical hand on your chest, and you use a, what is called a conscious breath. It's a breath in and out the mouth. It bypasses the ego mind. So you start to use that conscious breath in the heart. And that conscious breath says two things. It says, yes, I'm willing to let go. And yes, I'm willing to receive my light. So as you do that, you're aligning back to the sacred that is beyond the veil, that multidimensional sacred part of yourself, where that blueprint exists, your own mission for this lifetime. And as you let go and just allow yourself to let go with the breath, it's like you naturally can realign to that which you are within that sacred path. And you start to come into a clarity, an understanding, new doors open in your life because you're carrying another frequency within yourself. You're changing the cycle of the ego mind. You're actually engaging consciously with the sacred part of yourself. So it's a very simple, simple process. If you do it for 5 minutes every morning, your life transforms. You transform. But you're the only one who can do that. Yes. No one else can do it for you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you're right. That is a really simple process. And when I was reading up on about that process myself, I had this resistance come up. It's like, oh, I'm not used to breathing in and out from my mouth. I'm used to breathing in from my nose and out from my mouth. And that resistance came up. That mental block came up.
Exactly. And you don't have to use the conscious breath all the time. You don't replace it with your breathing.
Yeah.
You do it only when you're going to connect into your heart. And you then could do one conscious breath and breathe normally, then do another conscious breath and breathe normally. But that conscious breath shifts the cycle of the ego mind. It shifts you away from that and into a more of a multidimensional alignment to that sacred part of yourself. It moves you to another dimensional setting out of third dimension.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification too. And you know, it's like it shows, you know, all of us. But you know, like when we have these new processes, sometimes, you know, our own resistance can come up only because of set ways of being, set ways of thinking, habits, right? And so
it's about
bypassing those habits and just trying something new, right?
Well, exactly. But it comes from the ego mind who doesn't want anything it doesn't know. It wants to keep you in that cycle because it feels safe. So it will do anything to stop you and sabotage you from doing that. But if you do that for 5 minutes a day, your life will change. And you would think people would do it in the droves, but they don't. They don't. The ego mind keeps them in that pattern, and then they complain about the suffering, about the lack, about their lives, about, you know, being a victim, and this moves you away from that to something more that exists, that's a natural part of you. You're just reconnecting to it. And you're not reconnecting to anything but you.
Exactly.
You connecting to you. And that's what the education of the Pleiadians, of really breaking down a lot of those barriers of misunderstanding, misinterpretation, it's all very simple. But the human ego mind tries to make it as complicated as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And you're right, this is such a simple process, 5 minutes every day. Doesn't cost anything other than 5 minutes of your time, but isn't it worth it to reconnect to who you truly are, to that beautiful heart space within, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
and if you start, do it first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. even before you get out of bed, your whole day will shift.
Mm-hmm.
And all beautiful. Of a sudden, you'll just find things starting to happen because you're breaking a cycle of your own ego mind habit. You're shifting, the smallest thing shifts you to being and moving into another part of yourself. And you start to get a clarity, an understanding, you get ideas, doors open, you kind of move back into a natural flow of the sacred that you are. And that mission that you have pre-agreed to right now in this life starts to activate and unfold for you,
mm-hmm.
because it's an effortless process. It is not a struggle.
Good one. Good to know. Thank you. And it's you know, things can be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be difficult. I love that. Well, I love simple processes like that.
All truth is simple.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to phone number ending in 9224. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello?
Hello. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Listen, here's my question. This has been bothering me for a while, and I can't seem to come to any solution or
But first, can I have your name so I can connect?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Nancy.
Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Okay, great.
Hello, dear. Shall I go on?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, for several years now, when I sleep, I'm either fighting. Sometimes I'll hit my husband when I'm sleeping. I'll end up like boxing or, you know, fighting, and it's like I'm having a fight with someone. And this happens a lot more than I care for it to happen. It's pretty frequent, you could say. Sometimes I'm sleeping and I'm doing something and I'll just fall out of bed.
All right, so just stop for a moment, and I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
All dreams are really emotionally based. So what is the emotion that's present in the experience?
I think it's fear. Fear comes to mind.
It feels like you're trying to protect yourself from something. So what part of you doesn't want to go into the fear?
You know, that's a good question, because I've been trying to go into whatever fears that I can
Just stop for a minute. Uh-huh. Is it the child inside of you or the woman?
I'm going to say it's the child.
Yeah, feels like the child. And
yeah.
She's a small child, maybe 3 or 4 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just put a hand on your heart right now.
Yes.
And I want to speak to that child inside.
Okay.
And you bring your awareness to your heart and take a breath. And just breathe and let go. Shata ine'a. Bring your awareness deeper. And this little girl feels like she desperately needs to be taken care of and being protected. And you're the only one who's going to be able to protect her, Nancy. You're the adult here. Now, what I want you to say to her is let her know that you're not going to let anyone hurt her again. Can you say that? Can you feel that? Will you be able to make sure that she's not hurt?
I can do that. I can protect her.
Can you take a breath right now? And I'm talking about a breath in and out the mouth. Just one breath in and out the mouth. Ah, and just let the sound come as you breathe. Take one more breath, one in and out the mouth. Now, I want you to bring your awareness to your heart, and we're speaking right to that little girl, that you are going to keep her safe, and no one is ever going to hurt her again. Because this is the child.
Yes.
And no one is ever going to hurt you again, and no one should ever have hurt you. You should have been loved and protected.
Let me say that loud.
You don't have to, but I want you to take that in, that you should have been loved and cherished and protected as a little girl. Now just take another breath and let go. Yeah, and what I want you to do, because it was always at night that things took place, where things were not safe. So at nighttime, there's an anxiety that takes place. I want you to take one more breath and let go. That's it. And what I want you to do...
Can I tell you this? I have vision of a baby in a crib being floating up in the air.
Uh-huh. So take a breath into that vision. Bring your awareness there. Take a breath and let go. And what I want you to do at night is to hold those children. There's the baby. There's a little one that's 3 or 4. And let them know that you are here now and you're not going to let anything happen to them again that for that night. That they are safe with you. And that way you start to build a trust with them and allow them to feel safe while you're sleeping, okay? And that will support this process. And just keep letting it unfold using that conscious breath. That conscious breath will always bypass the ego mind and go directly to the children where they feel the safety from you.
Right.
And that you have to be the one to protect them now, because you can.
Okay? So I don't need to remember what happened.
Not necessarily. It may come up, and then maybe you're going to need to work with someone around those memories. But it might be enough just for them to feel that you're going to keep them safe and protected. And I can already feel the child inside of you starting to relax around this, as long as you can keep your commitment to them and do it nightly. Do it once a day, but at night is best, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, my love, Nancy. Blessings to
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. Blessings. Wow. It's interesting what was coming up for Nancy, and, you know, I'm sure others were experiencing something, you know, similar, right? Because we can all resonate with Nancy in that way of perhaps when we were a child, you know, we didn't feel safe, we didn't feel taken care of. All of that can come up when we're talking about that.
Many of us have had challenging childhoods. It doesn't mean we can't heal. It doesn't mean we're a victim for the rest of our lives. But it does mean we have to pay attention to the inner children who need to be protected now. And guess what? We get to do the job to be our own protector of our own inner children. And it's not always easy. And that, you know, many of us need some professional support to move through some of those things. But life changes, and life can be very rich with our kids inside.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Absolutely. So I have an interesting question from the Q&A, Christine, from Jane, and she's asking, how do we know that we have a Pleiadian affect?
Okay. So if you have a Pleiadian aspect, you have a strong draw to the Pleiadians. It's almost like when you read anything from them or even look up into the night sky at the Pleiades, you feel like your heart is kind of longing. There's like a draw, an emotion that comes. Now, just understand, and this is some of the information the Pleiadians gave me, that every one of us here on this earth plane has a heritage of our family of life. We've all come. We have an origin, and our family of origin is off-planet for everybody. We all originated off-planet. And so we all have a family of life. They may not be Pleiadian. They could be Arcturian, Saurian, Lemurian. I mean, there are many life force groups in the universe, but each one of us has a family of origin that is off-planet. And part of our enlightenment process of coming back home to ourselves is to reconnect to that origin. And it's an important part of our makeup, of our heart, that nourishes us. And the Pleiadians are saying that at this time, if you have a Pleiadian aspect, you'll be drawn to the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians are supporting humanity in helping everyone identify where they come from and find their family of origin. And that's part of what's in the Pleiadian promise. It's part of their promise for humanity at this time, is to support you to find your family of origin, to come back to that aspect of yourself. So if you have a Pleiadian aspect, you're going to have a very strong connection to the information. To when you hear about Pleiadians, it's like, oh my gosh, there's something here for me. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a Pleiadian aspect right now, but you're not sure about it, call forth the Pleiadians and work with some of their processes. Either in the book, we have free processes on our website that will help you unveil your Pleiadian aspect. And when we have a Pleiadian aspect or one of the Arcturian aspect or Sirian aspect or Lemurian, when you start to unravel it, you start to open up to the gifts of that higher evolution of your society, and that you're meant to utilize them now on this earth plane to support the completion of your mission, to support the energy of humanity and the transition here on the earth plane.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's a question from Melanie, which is interesting, which may be helpful for everyone. She's asking, I'm curious about how the Pleiadians healed their drama and traumatic experiences. What do they suggest for us today? How can I heal all the trauma from all of my existences, clear my energy, and get clarity?
That's a great question, and it's actually a very simple answer. You would think it would be a complex answer, but it's not. Right now, we are no longer carrying the karma of lifetimes because of where we are in the transition on the earth plane. Mm-hmm. But there is a process that's very, very necessary, and it's what the Pleiadians call our own self-resurrection process. And we have come here to resurrect ourselves in this lifetime. And I first got this information from Jesus Christ. I was on the Sea of Galilee, told to go down and stand by the shore. And the body of Christ was walking across the water towards me. And it was like filling me with light. I kind of fell to the ground, sobbing with this incredible joy, the love that was coming from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he came to me and put his hands on my head. And I kind of thought he would say something really beautiful to me. But instead, he said to me, when are you going to take yourself off the cross? Mm. You put yourself on this cross in this lifetime, and you've come here to resurrect yourself. And when are you going to take yourself off the cross? And when he said that to me, I realized I was still blaming myself. I had guilt and shame for my life. Mm-hmm. And I had condemned myself so much for everything I had been through. And in that moment, he took me and he spent hours talking to me about self-acceptance and self-love. The self-acceptance of everything that we've lived in this lifetime is like we've had the courage to walk this path, to be in this illusion and with deep suffering. We can't compare someone's suffering to another one's suffering. Suffering is suffering. Mm-hmm. And that we are here to understand that we've come here to have a series of experiences in order to learn. And then we were to let go of our assessment of ourselves, but simply celebrate our imperfection and our vulnerability and our idiosyncrasies. And that we were to take ourselves off the cross from that self-condemnation into that self-acceptance and self-love, and to transform our relationship with ourselves, with the human part. And so this is part of that question, Melanie. It's about you maybe making a list of everything that you are holding against yourself from your life, all the shame, all the guilt, all the things you should have done or should have said, all mm-hmm. the things that you have judged yourself for. And the fact is, we've all played perpetrator, we've all been victims, we've all had a series of experiences to learn through lifetimes. So, you know, that one experience is not more than the other. There's no such thing as death. So that we have come to where we are right now, and we need to be in a state of gratitude to ourselves for the courage we've had to live out these experiences. And the Pleiadians say we're perfect as we are, perfectly imperfect. So it's about moving into just self-acceptance of everything you've been through, not judging it, but holding yourself with that love and compassion and patience for everything you've gone through. So make a list, and make the list of everything you're still holding on to that you have judged yourself for. And you move through that list, not perfectly, but just start unraveling a tight wall of twine that is holding all that self, maybe self-loathing, maybe guilt, maybe shame, who knows, self-hatred, anger, it doesn't matter. But it's a ball of unresolved issues that is keeping you in that separated state within yourself. And step by step, just bring that truth to each experience, knowing you've done the very best you could in each moment of time. And allow that ball of twine to slowly just loosen. So it might be tight with each time you go to it and breathe out an experience and give yourself that love and compassion for your experience. That ball of twine loosens until finally it just collapses. And that's what I did with my process. I thought I'd have to go through the whole list, but at a certain point, my ball of twine just collapsed and the cross mm-hmm. just started to burn. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I had liberated myself. I had come to a place where I no longer was holding that against myself.
Beautiful. Powerful. Thank you so much, Melanie. That was a great question. Such a powerful process that we all can implement in our own lives and use. Thank you. And so, go ahead.
And it's a step-by-step process, Alara. It's not like the ego mind will say, okay, I'm going to do this perfectly. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. We are perfectly imperfect as human beings. We're always going to be imperfect. We're always going to have our vulnerabilities, our idiosyncrasies. It's not about doing it perfectly. It's about allowing just one moment of experiencing that self-acceptance of one thing in your life and holding yourself in that one moment with love and compassion. And in that one moment, every cell in your body will transform. Mm-hmm. It's like you change the cycle. And it's in 1 second, one moment, that you change that cycle. And it's accumulative. So even if you go to one process for one moment a week, gradually you unfold and unravel and you change your path. You no longer are held in that imprint of self-condemnation. You break the mold mm-hmm. of doing that to yourself. And that's everything. That's what it's really about.
Ah, I love it. Yeah. Thank you. And one last quick question. There's so many questions coming in. It's like, oh my goodness. So many hands raised as well. But how, Linda's asking, and this is a great question. So how do we raise our vibration high enough so that to connect with the Pleiadians?
You know what? You don't have to raise your vibration one iota. What you have to do is just come through the heart, connect through the heart, and when you're in the heart, you can experience the Pleiadians, as you call them, forward. Through the ego mind, you are in separation. You're in that third dimensional illusion. But all you need to do, another simple process, come into your heart, hold your heart, just take a breath, that conscious breath, and let go that aligns you to your heart, and then call the Pleiadians to you. Your vibrational frequency is pure through the heart. It's at its best. It is high. It's beautiful. It's your sacredness. So you naturally just re-enter that which you are. You don't have to build it. You don't have to try. You don't have to struggle. There's nothing to do. It's just coming into being, into that connected physical place of your heart, and you automatically realign to you, to your sacred part that has a pure frequency of light. And the Pleiadians can interact with you through that space. And even if you do it for 2 minutes, it's okay, because they can connect to you at that time. Then you might go back to your ego mind, and you'll disconnect from the Pleiadians, but that's okay, because you've had an experience, and you just build on that experience. That's what it's about. Not doing it perfectly, just building your experiences, but your vibration is perfect once you connect to the heart. It's there, you're there, and they are waiting to connect to you.
Beautiful. Oh, I just love that. That was so powerful. Thank you. And thank you, Linda, for asking that question. Now, we are going to do a process in just a moment, but I wanted to take a moment just to talk about the special, the package that you have for us, the two special offers that you have for us. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Christine13. And so there's two packages in the special offer. There's the Language of Light Series 3 Masterclass and Self-Healing the Physical Body. So can you share a little bit about these two programs, Christine?
Well, they're amazing. The Self-Healing of the Physical Body is it's a video class, 3 half-hour classes, where I will guide you and teach you how you can move back and form a new relationship with your physical body for self-healing. And you're taught step by step and given tools and sacred sounds by the Pleiadians that you bring into your physical body where you've got physical pain or dysfunction in your physical body. And the fact is, wherever a physical issue is in the body, it's because there's an old density in the body, and disease sets up around density in the body. So where we have pain, we actually leave the body. We don't go to that pain. We move away from that area of the body. So this takes you back into the area of the body and teaches you how to have a new relationship with that physical area of the body that's in disease or physical pain. And it's incredibly self-empowering, because you learn how simple it is to go in and start a healing process, you healing you. That's self-empowerment. So the classes, there's 3 classes that build on each other to take you from the beginning to different levels of self-healing the physical body. So that's very profound. And then the Language of Light series is amazing. The masterclass is profound. There are 8 classes, 8 video classes, that I think they're an hour long, and it's all video, where I take you to different levels of self-mastery. It's all Pleiadian initiation work, where you work with different, learn different tools, how to connect to your multidimensional creation energy. So every class is on a very different topic of awakening and self-mastery of yourself. It's really probably one of the most profound programs that we have online. So I just really like say to you, you know, don't miss this opportunity, because the Pleiadians bring in such a beauty, such a love, and it's you reconnecting to your own frequency of light, of your sacred nature and your multidimensionality. So it's, again, you birthing you, but you're given sacred sounds, tools, hand positions where you move into incredible dimensional settings of your own self. And, of course, I'm there guiding you, taking you step by step by step through each class. So just really amazing, amazing work for anyone who feels called.
Beautiful. Thank you. And so, yeah, there's 8 videos in the Language of Light series and 3 videos in the Self-Healing the Physical Body series. And you can read up more about that on the special offer page, which is at awakentohappinessnow.com/Christine13. I really am excited about going through a process with you to have that direct experience of the Pleiadian energies, so that we can really, you know, connect into our heart space, connect into that sacred heart, connect into the Pleiadian energies, recognize them, and then afterwards, you know, connect in again with more ease. Because I know that so many people are still looking for that support, you know, looking for those answers, looking for some guidance and that
we need
reassurance.
Yeah. We need the clarity and the understanding of what we are to do at this time. And that is what's so essential right now. And so during this process, Alara, I'm going to give everybody a sacred sound, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But just, I don't want to interrupt what you were saying before I move into this, so.
No, that's perfect. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready. I'm just going to mute myself because I have somebody blowing leaves outside.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be given a sacred sound. And when you make that sacred sound, you are making a sound that no one else in the universe creates. You create your own unique frequency with this sound. What you need to understand is, as you bring the sound in, the cells of your own heart will expand, will begin to activate, almost like a pulse, a heartbeat, because they will respond to you bringing in this frequency of your unique sacred sound. So it's going to create and start a birthing of your heart space. It's going to actually allow you to move into a different dimensional setting within your heart. Understanding your heart, your true heart space, goes well beyond your physical form of this body. But we're going to start in the central place of the heart. But at a certain point, I'm going to give you a sacred sound. But I'm going to make the sound first, and I want you just to receive the sound, to take it in to the heart cells where you're holding. And then I'll direct you to bring in your own sacred sound. You'll make the exact sound as me, but it will be your voice, your frequency that you create, that will actually open and birth and activate the cells of your own heart. Okay, so I think we're ready to begin now. So let's bring our hands to the heart. So it means your palms are resting on your chest. The heart space is your full chest area, so let both palms of your hands rest on your heart. Let your awareness come to where you feel either the warmth or the pressure, the physical pressure of your hands on your heart space. And as you bring your awareness there, you're going to take that conscious breath. Remember, it's breathing in the mouth and letting go through the mouth. And you're just going to take one conscious breath as you bring your awareness into the space of your heart where you feel the pressure of your hands. So you're going to do that now. Ashata ine'a. Ashata ine'a ashe om ashe om. Ashe om. And this is the Pleiadian language starting to come through. So I want you to open your awareness a little more. Stay connected to your heart space with your physical hands. and take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashatai. Ashe'o. That's it. Now let your awareness come in a little more through the cells of your heart. Breathe, use that conscious breath, and just let go. Letting go through the space. Ashatai'ne'a. That's it. Open your awareness a little more where you find yourself. And take one more breath and let go. Ashatai. That's it. Opening your awareness just a little more. Take one more breath and let go. That's it. Now I'm going to bring some sounds in. I just want you to let the sounds come through the cells of the heart. We're preparing the cells of the heart to receive your own unique frequency of this sound. Now let your awareness open like a flower to the sun within the space of your heart. It might feel fluid. It may feel as big as the room. It might just feel just very small. But let your awareness come in and take one more breath and let go. Whether you see, sense, or feel an essence of light beginning to open through the heart. Now take one more breath and just let go. And as you let go into the energy, into the essence, open your awareness through the space. Just let your awareness fill the space that you're experiencing right now of your heart. Now you're going to bring just one sound in. Now listen to the sound first. You're not going to make the sound. You're just going to receive this sound from me. So just listening now. Take a breath, let go, and just listen again. Take the sound in. You're going to make this sound. You're going to bring the frequency of this sound right into your heart cells. It's a ne li an. A ne li an. So let's bring three of those sounds right into the heart cells. A ne. And once more, A-ne-li-an. A-ne-li-an. Now let your awareness come deeper. It's as though your frequency of that sound is opening up like an echo through the cells of your heart. Just let your awareness open. Take one more breath and let go. Ashatai. Ashatai ne'a ashe'o. That's it. Now open your awareness. Whether you see, sense, or feel that light that is building, that is expanding through your heart. Just open your awareness, take one more breath, and let go. Ashatai ne'a, eshe'om, eshe'om, eshe'o. That's it. Just being in your experience, however that is, just let your awareness open further through the space, Maybe it feels fluid. Maybe you feel or see or sense the essence of that light. Let your awareness just move gently towards the light. And take one more breath and let go. And as you let go, you align into the light that's opening up through the heart space, into your heart. That's it. Now open your awareness again and let go with that conscious breath. And we're going to bring in the sound once more, a nay li an, just once more through the space that you find yourself. A nay li an. And once more, a nay li an. A Now bring your awareness out a little further. Feel how the cells of your heart, either see, sense, or feel them, as they begin to respond to your own unique frequency of this sound. They're beginning to open and create a pulse, a heartbeat is opening up through them as they awaken to the sound. Anelian, just once more. Now let your awareness just come in and touch the frequency of that light within the heart cells. Just reach in with your awareness. Take one more breath and let go. Take another breath and let go. And take one more breath and let go. That's great work. And then bring all of your awareness back to where you feel the warmth or the pressure of your hands on your heart space. Just let your awareness come, opening back to that pressure of your hands on your heart, maybe where you're connected, where you're sitting on a chair or sitting on the floor or standing maybe, but just take one more breath. And let go deeply through the heart space. That's it. That's it. And I'm just going to lift a veil from the heart that's ready to be lifted off your heart. Some old density. Just going to lift it right off the heart from that work that you've done. Old belief systems of not being good enough. Just lifting off so that it opens up your ability to receive yourself on another level. Just take one more breath and let go. Breathe and let go. That's it. I'm just releasing that veil. Come right off the heart. That's it. And just stay connected to your heart for a moment. Just breathing and letting go. Ashata ine a. Eshe Om, Eshe Om, Eshe Om. And I wish to honor each one of you and all that you are in this moment. So be it.
Wow, that was so beautiful and powerful. I'm just overwhelmed with emotion right now. Thank you so much, Christine, and thank you so much to the Pleiadians for their support and their love and their constant devotion to all of us to help us to be more of who we truly are and connect into our sacred hearts. Thank you so, so much. That was, yeah, beautiful.
It's been a pleasure, Lara, to be on your show and just to connect out there to all of you. I can feel the essence, the beautiful essence of your being. And the Pleiadians just honor you in your journey so much here on this planet. And they just want to just send their blessings and love and offers of support out to all that are willing to meet them within their heart space.
Beautiful. And so I encourage all of you right now to stay in this space for as long as you can. It's absolutely beautiful. And later on, go back and check out the special offer that Christine and the Pleiadians have for us at awakentohappinessnow.com/Christine13. And just take advantage of these beautiful packages so that we can go deeper into our hearts, to connect deeper into who we really are, and know that we are divine. We are perfect in our imperfections, absolutely. And we can connect in with the Pleiadians and with other star beings for their support and their help as well, to help us to move forward in our path and our purpose. And go back and listen to this replay again, because there were so many different tools that Christine and the Pleiadians shared with us, so many different tools and resources that are so simple and easy to use. And it's just a matter of us choosing to implement them and use them in our daily lives. So I encourage you to do that. And again, thank you again so much, Christine, and we'll definitely be in touch. And this has been absolutely lovely and beautiful. It's more than I expected. Thank you.
Thanks, Alara. Blessings to you and blessings to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. We are sending you all much love and blessings. I'm so, so grateful for you. Thank you.